Proclamation number 8136 of 26th of March, 1962. Exhortation to resist in the last days. You can be certain that I am present to you as soon as you hear my voice. You can believe that my spirit works in you as soon as you intimately unite with me and desire to hear me. But the prerequisites must be fulfilled that you shape yourselves into a receptacle for my flow of spirit, that you have prepared your hearts for my presence. And this can only be achieved by love, which then also gives birth to living faith in my working in you, otherwise you would not listen inwardly to my voice. But if you listen to my word, then humility must also fill your heart, for I only grant my grace to the humble, and my word is a gift of grace of unheard of significance. But then you can also be convinced that you are living in truth, for what I say to you directly is truth because it originates from the giver of truth, from the eternal truth itself. And thus always regard yourselves as my servants who will only ever want, think and act in accordance with my will, for you could not be receptacles of my divine spirit if you had not offered yourselves to me for service in free will and thus fully consciously bestowed your will upon me, who thus turned to me, and you thus passed the test of will on earth, and you are on the path of return and have already shortly arrived at your goal. How else, then, shall I confirm your mission to you, which you have voluntarily offered yourselves to me to fulfill? I was able to choose you for this mission because all prerequisites were present, and I want you to complete your mission and not let yourselves be held back in any way, for it is important, and I did not arbitrarily choose strong-willed servants for myself who will withstand all onslaughts from my adversary. He truly does not shy away from any means if he hopes to thereby extinguish the light which shines brightly down to earth. Therefore, don't become fickle in your faith to be true servants to me, but only hold on to me, and the tempter will leave when he sees that his plans and intentions are unsuccessful. Yet I also leave him fullest freedom, for it is the last time. Soon his activity will come to an end, and until then I will also know how to protect you who consciously serve me. Just want to be and remain mine. And use all your strength to work in my vineyard. Don't let yourselves be frightened, but believe and trust me, who will truly protect you and not abandon you to error because you earnestly desire truth. Always keep your heart open for my flow of love and constantly receive the bread of heaven, the water of life. Let yourselves be fed and watered by me, and you'll increase in strength and serve me with joy. But do not listen to what people say to you if it does not correspond to my address. Although I leave everyone free, for I do not force the human being's will, everyone must seriously ask himself how he relates to me in order to think and act correctly before my eyes. And you should always establish this right relationship, and then you will also be able to be certain that you are under my protection and need not fear my adversary. Yet he will harass you until the end because he knows that he does not have much time left. And this shall also be an explanation to you for the strangest events which will still happen, but which you will always be able to ward off with my help and my strength, for I will not abandon those who are mine and want to remain. I give them strength to resist. I always grant them my protection so that they can fulfill their task in my will. Amen.